Man, according to Man the Yomer, it says, Loboye Yoritz, though we divided up according to the people coming now into Eretz Yisrael, my, what's the chiddush of the pasuk, L'rav Tabar Nachlosai, that to say you give a lot to people, a lot and small to small, pshita. Like if you go bust the people coming in, so pshita, we give it to who's coming in right now. This type of akasha. According to this man, the yama, type of akasha. Kasha. The yama lay Rav Papa le Abaya. Rav Papa said to Abaya, Bishlay malaman the yama. Liyaitse Mitzrayim. It's good according to man, the yama, that says that Yerusha was given out according to the people that came out of Mitzrayim. Whoever was 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim had his chus to get a portion out of Israel. Hainu dekot Tzofchon v'nai Tzofchon. That's why it's good why the daughters of Tzofchon came screaming like to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzofchon who? Elaman v'yom yis Tzofchon. Hainu dekot Tzofchon v'nai Tzofchon. That's why it's good the b'nai Tzofchon came to argue. Like they were the daughters of Tzofchon. Now Tzofchon died in the Midbar. He didn't come in Eretz Yisrael. But still their daughters wanted their father's portions. Why? Because since their father came out of Mitzrayim, his father deserved a portion. So if you say the Chalukah goes, according to the people that leave Mitzrayim, it's very good why the B'nai Tzofchon was screaming like asking for their portion. Listen, our father Tzofchon, even though he died now in the Midbar, but he was a Yetzer Mitzrayim. He was over 20 years old when he left Mitzrayim. He deserved to get a portion. So therefore the B'nai Tzofchon wanted to get their father's portion. But Elo Loman Diyama, Loboyi Oretz, but if you hold no, that Eretz Yisrael was only divided up according to the people that now came into Eretz Yisrael, if so, Tzlovcha, the father died already. He didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. So, Amait Tzlovchon, Halefta Delishkol. Tzlovcha is not alive anymore. He doesn't deserve to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the time of the daughters? How come the five daughters came to complain and say they wanted to get a chelik? What right did I have to have a chelik? The father didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. Samar says, Elo lechazoro velito benichsal chayfer. What it means to say is for chazoro and to take a portion of nichsay chayfer. That's what it means to say. So Rashi, Rashbam speaks out. Elo lechazoro velito benichsal chayfer means the man the islay leboy yoritz, the one that holds that they divided up according to the people coming into Eretz Yisrael. Islay he also holds chazoro, that it goes backwards. What does that mean? Shemarziran le'avoseim. Koma shenotlu. Whatever the people coming in Eretz Yisrael right now have to go, like we learned before, go and give it back to their grandfathers. V'choyzvun v'yorshim le'avoseim. K'mishpat. And they have a right to yashin from the fathers. So like this. True Tzlofcha died. But Tzlofcha had other brothers that were alive. Those other brothers now came in Eretz Yisrael. So the other brothers deserve to get a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael. When they get a Yerusha, their Yerusha like goes back to their father, Chayfer. Now that it goes back to Chayfer, it's like all the children of Chayfer have a right to get an equal chelik in it. So Tzlofchad was a son of Chayfer. And that's what we had the Mishnah before, that when a son dies, a father dies, and leaves over a daughter, the daughter yashins. So that's how B'nai Tzlofchad still have a right to get the property. Because B'nai Tzlofchad tainted that the brothers of our father came into Eretz Yisrael. Their portion goes back to Chayfer. And then the Yashin. So she has a right to Yashin also. Yeah. Yeah. Tamar says, Bishleim l'man diyom l'yetzim mitzrayim. If you also say that the chalukah was done according to the Yetzim Mitzrayim, Haimu dekot Tzavchon b'nei Yosef. That's why the b'nei Yosef also came to complain to Yeshua. Instead, they said, v'yadabru b'nei Yosef. They complained to b'nei Yosef to say, there were a lot of people coming out of Mitzrayim, so they deserved to have a big Yerusha. They wanted a big Yerusha, because they complained there were a lot. Elo l'man diyoma, l'boyorot, but behold, the chalukah came out according to the ones coming in right now, Maika Tzavcha. What were they arguing about? If there were a lot of people right now, so very good. Right now, they get a lot. Kula Shokol. They'll all get. Like, what was the complaint of Yosef when they came into Eretz Yisrael? There was a complaint that they're not getting a fair share. If you go after how many people are alive right now, so then what are they complaining about? As many people as alive right now get the chelik. So Mar says like this: Mishum tfolim devenefish lu. The pshat was Yosef had a lot of young children, and we learned that the locher is the young children under 20 do not get a chelik in the Yerusha. Therefore, they were complaining they had a lot of young children under 20. Therefore, they wanted to get a big portion in the in chelik in Eretz Yisrael more than they really deserved. That's what that complaint about was. That even though we our children are under 20, still they wanted more. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Shema Mirim, here we see, Lo'yhevi Chad Lo'y Shokol. There was nobody else there was no other person like an Eretz in Christ's world that did not receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Only Bnei Tzlofcha, they were the only ones that thought they wouldn't receive. Why? If you would think there'd be somebody else in Eretz Yisrael that did not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, how come we didn't hear about them? How come they didn't complain? So the Gemara says like this, maybe you tell me that maybe there were a lot of people that Taka did not receive, but they did not deserve to receive. And since they didn't deserve to receive, therefore the Torah doesn't write it. But the ones that screened and that helped, the Torah writes it. But the tzavach, the ones that complained, for lo yahani, and they did not get helped, they did not deserve the portion, lekasra kru, on them the pasuk didn't write it. So maybe that's the terror. It could be there were people that didn't get a Yerusha. But the pshat is those people didn't deserve it either. For the Gemara, Yehov b'nei Yosef, the b'nei Yosef, the tzavchi, they complained, lo yahani, they didn't receive it. So why did the pasuk write it? Because Kasvin is still the pasuk writes the Kasvin kru. So I tell you, hustle like this, Eitzah Tova Kamashmlon. Over there, the pasuk is giving an Eitzah Tova. The Yiborei Le'inish, Le'yizdohu Re'im Mi'ein Abisha. Person has to be careful from an Ayin Hora. They can have a lot of children, don't go around bragging like showing off with it. You have to be careful from an Ayin Hora. V'hayinu Dekom Le Yeshua. That's what Yeshua said back to Bnei Yosef. T'chsev Ayyemar Aleim Yeshua. Yeshua said to them, Imam Ravato. If you have a lot of people, so on the hayara, go and live in the forest. In other words, don't show off with it. Like, don't be afraid of an ayin hara. Now you have a lot, so you're afraid there should be an ayin hara. He told them like to hide them. On the lechu mechem biyorim. Yeshua told back to Bnei Yosef, know what you should do with your lot of children? Go and hide them in the forest. As if like not to show off, not to have to be afraid of an ayin hara. That an ayin hara bir oy should not be sherlit. That this should look like so many people to be afraid of an ayin hara. On this note, we know Yosef is not afraid of an ayin hara. Oma omru lei.